Unit 1, the history of the atomic model. Atoms are extremely small objects that make up all the matter in the universe. They are so small, it is very difficult to study, so scientists usually are forced to use indirect means for their studies. Throughout history, our understanding of atoms has increased with technological and scientific advancements. John Dalton was the first scientist to suggest the atomic model in the 19th century. He thought that every type of matter is made up of small particles called atoms. For example, nickel atoms make up nickel and helium atoms make up helium. He called his theory the atomic theory of matter, and it was really more of a set of ideas than anything that had concrete evidence to prove it. Still, it was the first attempt at creating the atomic model. In the late 1800s, another brilliant scientist named J.J. Thomson came along and built further on Dalton's theory. Thomson discovered the electron. Thomson used a vacuum to conduct experiments using plates called cathodes and anodes. When he put these two plates in the vacuum, a beam formed in between them. Thomson pulled his research further by holding a magnet near the beam. This caused the beam to bend, and Thomson concluded that this meant the beam had a negative charge. He figured that since atoms are usually stable or neutral in charge, there must be two forces at work, a positive and a negative. He called the negative particles electrons, theorized that they are canceled out by another force. Thomson was awarded a Nobel Prize for his research. In the early 1900s, Ernest Rutherford tried to break down atoms further. He shot a beam of alpha particles with a positive charge through a thin gold piece of tinfoil. Since some of the alpha particles were bounced back, he concluded that atoms had a positively charged mass in the center called the nucleus. He named the positively charged particles protons. One of Rutherford's students was named James Chadwick. Chadwick discovered another component of the nucleus called neurons, particles with no charge at all. In the early 1900s, many new scientific research was done to further the atomic model. Scientists discovered electrons were arranged in energy levels, in which the further away from the nucleus an energy level is, the more electrons it can hold. They also discovered that electrons are held in place by something called the electron cloud.